Yep, all true, all true. I'm looking at, I got plans right now, and I'm putting together material for a, what they call a Super J. It's a collinear. It's a half wave on top of a half wave with a quarter wave coil between them, you know, separating them. And so we'll see what happens with that. It's supposed to have, you know, they claim 4 to 5 dB gain. I don't know if it will or not. You know, I'll have to measure. And that's another thing I like. I like the, you know, the measuring and the adjusting and field strength testing. And you know, I love doing that kind of stuff. In my career, I came up as a plumber, you know, years and years ago. And did some continuing education, went ahead back to school, got my master's, ended up being a designer for plumbing and heating and cooling systems. So I really like building things, and, you know, so I'm not unfamiliar with computers and what have you as far as, because everything is computer controlled anymore, and the radios are just, you know, another computer controlled tool, I guess you'd say. But yeah, I definitely, I like building things, so I've got plans for, on my property, I got room for a decent, NFED and dipole, and I could put, I'm going to put a loop for, you know, maybe an 80 meter or a 160 loop around the property. So, you know, I got enough trees and a couple of outbuildings in the house, you know, with gable ends. You know, I got, the way the house is built, I got four gable ends on the house. So, I'm enjoying the hobby, and, my wife is supportive of it, and I'm enjoying that aspect. So, and the radios are really pretty entry level. You can, like right now, I'm talking on a Baofeng DM32 digital UV, and it seems to do okay for 10 watts and a little bit of gain off that antenna. So. This is what I use for my mobile, is the HT with the mag mount, similar to what you were doing there for sure. Now, back to you, Rick.